AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Monday, the 8th of July. Good to be with you today, Matt, Brett.
We are back.
How many fireworks accidents did we have with our production staff here at the radio station over the 4th of July weekend?
Hunter lost a hand. Okay. Eric, I think he just lost a toe.
No, wasn't that the
Sam
nose?
Sam was unaccounted for.
No, Sam was like...
And for me, well, undisclosed injuries.
We don't want to tell you where it actually happened, but let's just say this. It is in the lower part of the body, and, all our best there on the recovery. So you are doing your repertoire, the show after mine here. You're doing that by yourself here?
For the first few minutes. Otherwise, what we have lined up is a great interview with a guy from the Center for American Progress, Sam Berger, talking about gerrymandering, the citizenship question. Then excited to play this back at the end. Ellie Krug this morning conducted an interview with the, I'm blanking on his name. He's the guy that got defrocked in Minneapolis.
Oh, because of the
LGBTQ stance. Yeah.
It's not the Evangelical Methodist. Was it the Methodist hospital?
Evangelical Covenant Church.
Okay. It was.
Yeah. So we're going to play back just part of that interview. The whole thing will air next Monday.
You know, all that stuff in the Bible about loving thy neighbor and caring for the heck with all that, huh?
There was one shocking part in there as well, where they said, well, we don't want to talk about it because the more we talk about it, the more likely it is minds will change. That's essentially what the church said to him.
Wow. All right. We'll definitely talk about that. That's coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour here. For me, I my weekend, okay, got through the 4th of July. I did go see Spider-Man Far From Home. Not bad. Okay. Not bad. As a matter of fact, a little slow to begin with, but once again, these guys, they just know how to make these movies. And Sony was the smartest, because Sony is the movie that's not under the Disney umbrella. But they were smart enough to realize, I can go with these guys or go against these guys. And anytime anyone goes against these guys, they make a crud movie, hence the X-Men films. And the Fantastic Four films.
Oh, did they do the awful Fantastic Four, or was that Fox?
Fox had the Fantastic Four, and it had the X-Men. Now that's all under, partially because those movies were so bad. Most of that's back underneath the Disney umbrella, the Marvel Studios umbrella. But they have it out there. They just do an enjoyable film. They do an enjoyable film. Lots of callbacks to the Marvel movies. Enjoyed that quite a bit. So, and if you're a fan of old school comic books, the old original Spider-Mans, edition 2, edition 3 sort of thing, there is an homage in there that is just unbelievable. Just is as good as it gets for a comic book geek. And so I go see that. But the real thing was, and this is where I'm presuming most parents and some parents involved as well, in this, but most parents will understand where their kids have been for the last at least 8 hours of this time is watching Stranger Things 3. They came out on Netflix. It is wildly popular with the teen generation because, it just is. There sometimes is bad looking back at history. And trying to, do a movie in the 80s or, that 70s show was really kind of a bad, it wasn't really that 70s show. Just they put some costumes on the guys and it wasn't really that, it just could have taken place at any point. This show, though, my gosh, whoever's done their research on the 80s is just brilliant. But they're not watching it for that. They're watching it for the actors and stuff, and it's good scares and stuff. Have you watched Stranger Things at all?
I have not watched that show. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
You never know. There you go. You need to get out in the sunlight. I will say this. I was never Game of Thrones either. I don't have HBO. And I'm not about to go get I've got Amazon Prime and I've got Netflix. Do you know how much I've got to watch already on top of the 190 channels I've got on the rest of it? I don't need anything else.
That's where I'm at. Netflix is enough for me. There's enough shows on there.
Yeah, people are like, I got Hulu too. It's like, why? You, for God's sakes, stop. Look, other human beings, go interact. Now it amazed me. I was shocked on the 5th of July. Those episodes came out July 4th. The 5th of July, my son was like, yeah, I finished it. I'm like, when did you do this? I can't watch more than two and a half hours of TV in one sitting.
How many hours was that?
It's eight plus, a little more than eight. It's good. I mean, it took me 5 days. It took me 5 days to watch it all. But it's good. It's very entertaining. Robin is a fantastic character. Very enjoyable. But this it's interesting, and I don't want to give anything away here. But the question of whether it's horror or whether it's suspenseful, it's clearly a horror show. I mean, it's a throwback. What was originally was kind of a throwback to the Stephen King movies of the 1980s. And it did a magnificent job, still does a magnificent job. But these kids are so desensitized to this stuff. I was like, no, that's horror. That's nothing. These kids as they grow up with these screens, younger and younger, and watching what frankly is adult content constantly, they're getting desensitized to it. They're not scared as much anymore, which kind of ruins my entire parenting style, FYI. So go see. It's worth watching.
Okay.
The guy that plays Hopper is very good. The police officer, he's very good. Winona Ryder. I half the time think she just wandered onto set. I really do. She's great in the role, but the role requires, a flighty person. Well, Winona, come on in here. Just walk around the set for a little while, okay? It would just open mic it, and the guys improvise with her.
So it actually works, though, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
That very, very entertaining. Carrie Elwes was in it this year, and yeah, we very enjoy it. Go see it. Go watch it. And I will recommend that for you. It is. And okay. The thing that's nice about this is you don't need the, 90 hours of Game of Thrones time you need. It's 8 hours. Go watch first season.
That might actually, be more doable. Yeah.
You'll watch the first.
You don't want to spend, 100 hours catching up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. So we got two stories to start us off with on the more fun side. Well, okay. I better be careful because this dude Wizard of Oz'd himself. You'll understand what I'm saying here in a second. Say a prayer for Michael Tam. Do it in your best Minnesota accent. Tam, a 40-year-old resident of Tower, Minnesota, is convalescing in a Duluth hospital after suffering an injury that is both terrifying, extremely appropriate for the area, and this state in general. Reported by WCCO, Tam was attempting to relocate a cabin near Lake Vermilion in northern Minnesota when things went wrong. Tam's wooden dwelling was a 16-foot by 12-foot, according to reports from the St. Louis County Sheriff, relayed by a coolly named Facebook group called Friends of the Northland Firewire. It's a small little cabin. Still, it's a structure that you could live in. He was attempting to put it in a new place, and it didn't go well. Per the Facebook post, Tam was working to transport the cabin when the structure fell off the jacks, trapping him underneath. He Wizard of Oz himself. There you go. Just how Tam's cabin-pinned condition was communicated to the emergency responders isn't spelled out. I'm going to presume it was like, ow, would be my first guess. I'm no rocket scientist. It is Vermilion. It's not like it's completely abandoned up there. Local firefighters and ambulances from a number of local departments arrived to find Tam and a transport him to Duluth. Tam is said to be in fair condition, a little thinner. Sorry. It's more svelte. Pants are fitting a little bit better. although they're a little, high watering, they're up a little high on the ankles. I have no idea why. It's amazing that he's there. How much does a 12 by 16 cabin weigh? Depends on the building materials, but a company prefab structure of the same size, 6,500 pounds. Such cabins can be yours for a few thousand dollars. Throw fancy models are sold for more than 10 times as much as the thrifty options. Basically, it's an opportunity for you to have a little place out by the lake and you can, do some fishing. And just do me a favor. Don't drop it on yourself, Mike. Dear Lord. 6,500 pounds. He's alive. The dude's alive. I don't know. It's the weight loss program we've all been looking for. Dear Lord. But that isn't coming even close to the best story from the weekend. Not even close. not, nope. A lacrosse man is in trouble with the law after he's arrested for running around a parking lot naked and telling officers he was on tons and tons of acid.
Was this the clogger? The toilet clogger?
No, this is not the toilet clogger, but is this Eric? Is this what happened to Eric? The La Crosse Tribune reports police received a complaint during the early morning hours of June 29th of a man running around naked and yelling incoherently. Police found the 29-year-old in a parking lot on the city's north side. Asked why he was running around naked, the man said, "Oh, that's what all these drugs are for." And then he added on, "What's wrong with being a heroin addict?" Yes, that's wrong. Can we put that on his tombstone? What's wrong with being a heroin addict? And there. Police asked him what he'd taken, and he responded, and this is a direct quote now. "Tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of acid." End quote. Officers arrested him for lewd, lascivious behavior and disorderly conduct, and apparently not knowing, what a run-on sentence is. Oh, Wisconsin.
What is with Wisconsin?
It's the Alabama of the North. It really is. Oh, Wisconsin, you never disappoint. What's wrong with being a heroin addict? Said that with probably some earnest. What is wrong with it, huh? Come on. What's wrong with committing multiple homicides, huh? What, tell me what the problem is, huh? Wow. And naked. And the naked doesn't even factor into this one. I mean, it's there. Where was he carrying his tons and tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of acid?
That's a good point, yeah.
Bath salts, man. Are you thinking? I don't know if that was acid. That might have been bath salts. Because the bath salts, that's when you start thinking you're a parrot and you're building a nest, isn't it?
I'm not an expert.
Yes, you are. You work in radio. Of course you're an expert in bath salts. That's the dudes down in Florida that started eating people's faces, isn't it? Didn't you ever hear about that?
When was this?
Miami. The guy did it. Okay, so you ever seen a Bugs Bunny cartoon where they're looking at someone and he turns into like a walking chicken?
I remember what you're talking about. This happened 8 years ago?
Yeah, no, it just happened like about 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Guy's walking down the street, all of a sudden someone's gnawing on him. Bath salts. That's what this sounds like. Unless this guy was dancing. If there is security video footage of this, holy God, do I want to see that. I want to see this guy doing Swan Lake out in some lacrosse parking lot naked as high as a kite. That's must-see TV, kids. Forget about Stranger Things. If we get that, just put that one on a loop. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. When we do return, I have had it with Nancy Pelosi. I will explain in a second. If you saw me on Fox News yesterday, it's a little preview about what I'm about to get into. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's Coffee Bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
Chances are, after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. So yesterday I showed up on Fox with Leland.
You went back.
Well, I think that they were somewhat flustered yesterday. Now, if you didn't see the one story, Trump's all upset because there's a bunch of Democrats on Fox News, which makes me wonder, actually, and he also is specifically upset about the New York Times, which I held up on Fox News, the New York Times. I think he was watching me. I think that arrogant jackass was watching me. Narcissistic man-child. He was watching me. But the reality is for most conservatives, they're probably giddy with joy at the idea of me being on the air because we got into the Nancy Pelosi story in the New York Times. It's Maureen Dowd's column on the Sunday Review section. And I want to make sure I state this for the record. I understand there's a lot of people out there that are Nancy Pelosi fans. Gotcha. Understand. It doesn't mean she has a, get out of jail free card when she screws up. Nor does, we are not the party that basically does Reagan's 11th commandment. You know, that basically you cannot badmouth another member of the party. I have been brutally upset at the leadership of the House. I understand they're not the Republicans, because I guarantee you this, the Republicans, if the parties were reversed in this scenario, and we had one of the most incompetent presidents who was a Democrat, and they had this kind of evidence against them, they would have had them out of office already. For God's sakes, the Trump University scandal, if that was a Obama University scandal, that would have been the justification enough. And they would have gotten rid of him immediately. Within 24 hours of them taking power, they would have scheduled an impeachment vote. And every Republican would have walked down that aisle with 1/100th of the evidence against a Democrat that we have currently against Donald Trump, would have all proudly voted to impeach Obama, the scourge in the White House, get rid of him. Or Hillary Clinton, get rid of her. Half the Democrats would go along with them, and it would have been a slam dunk in the Senate. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But, the party roles were not reversed. The Democrats were in charge. But still, when Robert Mueller comes on out and basically says, guys, I cannot charge him with a crime because the DOJ rules. That is why the Congress needs to take this up. 10 counts of obstruction of justice and basically enough evidence that he's been working with the Russians. Ta-da! It's your job. Do your job. And Nancy Pelosi, and I'll put Steny Hoyer on in there, have basically been dragging their heels. Now, I'm going to read some of the comments from this article. And I'll get into what I talked about on Fox News and then some other elements of this as well. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump have a lot in common. Neither one drinks, yet they have family vineyards. They both love big bowls of ice cream. The last names are, depending on the color of the state, curse words. Pelosi was once dubbed Mussolini in his skirt, while as compared to Donald El Duce, clocking in their shared need to be the center of all conversations. Some House liberals have been furious with the speaker since she capitulated to Republicans and Democratic moderates who agreed to pass a bill to send more funding to the border, giving up demands for stronger protections for the migrant children ensnared in the nightmare of shelters there. The mighty moderates, as the Times christened them, wanted to show that they weren't going to be pushed around by the liberals who have so far gotten all the attention. I asked Pelosi, now, and I want to stop right there really quick and just point out something. Look how quickly the Democratic Party is self-fracturing when within, 6 months of taking power, 7 months of taking power, they're already trying to get a coalition of Republicans. The moderate Democrats are already working faster with a coalition of moderate Republicans and Republicans as a whole than working with the liberals. That is 100% a self-inflicted wound. That, you know, they're not even trying to work with the Democrats. They just basically are saying, you know what, the heck with the rest of the Democratic Party. Which leads me to ask this question. And I actually made this post up on Facebook yesterday. I said, you know, the problem with the Republicans is that they put party over everything else. That they will sacrifice democracy for the party. The problem with the Democrats is they seem to look at the Democratic Party only as a vehicle to get them into power, and that they don't seem to have any freaking loyalty to the damn party after they get into power. I'm not talking about blind loyalty. I think democracy needs to survive. But, well, great, 7 months. 7 months. And now all of a sudden the villains now for the Democrats are the liberal Democrats, not the Republicans. Nicely done. Wow. Wow. I asked Pelosi whether after being the subject of so many You Go Girl memes for literally clapping back at Trump, it was jarring to get a bad headline like the one in the Huffington Post that day. What the hell is Nancy Pelosi doing? Which, by the way, I posted up on my thing, on my social media pages, because I thought it was spot on. The article described the outrage of the squad as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Presley of Massachusetts are known. Pelosi feels that the four made themselves irrelevant in the process by voting against our bill, as she put it, which she felt was the strongest one she could get. All these people have their public whatever and their Twitter world, she said, but they didn't have any following. They got four people, and that's how many votes they got. She then goes down, and she's talking about McConnell. And she's talking about trying to work with McConnell, and she says this. This is one, two, three, four paragraphs later. Four paragraphs later. With all due respect, the press likes to make a story that is more about the Democrats divided than the fact that Mitch McConnell doesn't care about the children. The press doesn't have to make this story up. Go four freaking paragraphs ahead of what you just said in the article. You yourself are attacking other Democrats. How are you that tone deaf to what you are saying? Seriously, you have to look at this in the paper to understand how insane this is to have four paragraphs ahead of her saying, you people in the media just make up this fight that the Democrats are having. And in turn, come back and you say, oh, well, you know, it's all those liberal Democrats. How dare they? Talk about tone deaf. With all due respect, the press likes to make a story that's more about the Democrats divided than the fact that Mitch McConnell doesn't care about the children, she said, referring to what she called trash stories about the supposed rift between her and Chuck Schumer. She also accused the press of constantly enabling Trump by allowing him to suck up the oxygen and says journalists are accomplices in their own degeneration. While the number of House Democrats who want to impeach the inquiry is growing, it's up to 80 now. Pelosi knows that's giving into the private primal pleasure could backfire. Is the Fifth Avenue trust fund baby who loves to play victim actually goading the Democrats into impeaching him? Oh, he'd rather not be impeached, she said, but he sees the silver lining. He wants to then say, the Democrats impeach me, but the Senate, he won't say the Republicans, exonerated him. The thing is that he every day practically self-impeaches by obstructing justice and ignoring subpoenas. Self-impeaches? What the hell is self-impeaching? No, he's getting away with it. He is getting away with it. Self-impeaching? What are you talking about? He just makes himself look really bad. I've got my stern wagging finger out. That's punishment enough. What the hell are you talking about, Nancy Pelosi? I got a lot more to get to in this. I got a lot more to get to, and a breakdown of how bad this is getting for the Democrats, because the leadership of the Democratic Party in the House is incompetent and they need to be replaced. And this is not about me agreeing with AOC or Ilhan. This is not about me demanding impeachment only. It's the fact that there clearly seems to be something else going on here that is stopping the Democrats from actually doing their job effectively, and it has to do with Nancy Pelosi. We'll figure this out as we go. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
It's a great time to spend these June days in the garden, admiring visitors in the birdbath and marveling at what managed to sprout out of the ground. Unfortunately, those colorful flowers can track in 50 shades of dirty soiled carpeting. Luckily, Zero Res is here to save the day. You can get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized starting at just $149. So call Zero Res today at 952-ZERO-RES or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com. And don't forget to say you want that AM 950 special, Zero Res.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having its annual store-wide sale. For the entire month of July, all of our indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at their lowest price of the year. At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we display, explain, and install the Twin Cities' most diverse selection of indoor and outdoor stoves and fireplaces, including metal and masonry pizza ovens.
My dog Stenson loves summers. Visiting the dog park, long walks in the woods, and sleeping in the sun. But he is missing winter. Oh, not the outdoor outhouse, no on his paws or frozen ears, but those lovely long nights in front of the fire. I bought an energy-efficient wood stove from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces about 7 years ago. Having a wood stove means more than lower heating bills. It means a happy dog.
Come see us. We have over 35 working displays in our store, which is just off I-94 at the corner of Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. It's so amazing when two of your favorite things come together, like the new Toyota RAV4 having a hybrid version. Stylish, energy efficient, and tough, you can't find a better combination. A showstopper interior with intuitive technology, the look which gets you noticed, and the durability for all types of driving. And the RAV4 hybrid received the NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating. Test drive one today. Stop by Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all-energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. fantastic live music coming into town. Make sure you stop on by and check out. We'll go to their website and check out their lineup of all these great shows that are coming on in. Fantastic food as well. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Let's go to Jeff in Prior Lake before I get back into this. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hey, Matt, you're absolutely correct. Something weird is going on, and I understand her argument that it's not going to get past Mitch McConnell, and she's right. But what I don't understand, and I'd like your opinion on air, is that he's clearly got contempt of Congress, and that's easily provable. So go ahead and impeach under contempt of Congress. Get that over to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's not going to do anything with it. At the same time, you open up your impeachment inquiry onto the Mueller stuff. So you do impeachment now over contempt of Congress while you start investigating Mueller. And by the time you finish with Mueller, the American public's going to be behind this thing and we'll be able to impeach this guy.
Well, and Jeff, there's actually a far more important element to this. And thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the phone call. I think you cannot... You need to stop worrying about what Republicans want you to do. Because, by the way, and I'll get to this in a second as well, you're doing exactly what the Republicans want you to do by not doing anything. You absolutely are. You are handing them, I'll get to that. But there is a much larger issue here I'll also get to in a second. But I want to get back to reading these elements out of this article. Because once again, I don't remember. Do you remember, Brett, at all during the 2018 campaign and Nancy Pelosi saying that she was not, when she was saying, I'm going to hold Trump accountable, that she would keep impeachment off the table and let him self-impeach himself?
It was all about, bringing balance and holding them accountable.
Exactly. I don't remember her saying, oh, well, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to let him self-impeach. Really?
Exactly what happened after Bush, too.
Yeah, exactly. It is. No, and I'll get to that, too, here in a sec, okay? Pelosi announced in a letter to the members on Wednesday that the House will hold Trump administration in contempt of the census, Donnybrook. Ooh, really getting him, aren't you? I asked about, Maureen Dowd is writing the article. I asked about the political report that she privately told Jerry Nadler and other Democrats about the president. I don't want to see him impeached. I want to see him in prison. She said, I didn't exactly say that, and noted, you can't impeach everybody. People wanted Reagan impeached, but it didn't happen. He should have been impeached for Iran-Contra. Absolutely should have. And you just shrug. Okay, they impeached Clinton for something so ridiculous, getting impeached from doing a dumb thing as a guy, and then they wanted to impeach Obama, and now comes Trump, who, she says, has given real cause for impeachment. But you're not going to impeach him! What does she think about the latest sexual assault accusations from E. Jean Carroll, the New York writer, who said Trump attacked her in a Bergdorf's dressing room in the 1990s? I respect the case she has, but I don't see any role for Congress, Pelosi said, and she marveled how is he president? Access Hollywood, porn stars, all the rest. What else is new about him? I don't know. If someone held him accountable, I don't know, like the Congress, who could clearly say sexual assault is a crime, and so started investigation in the House of the sexual assault claim, you could maybe impeach him with that alone. Dear God, heaven forbid you do your freaking job. God. I asked her if dealing with the Neanderthals who were still roaming the Capitol's marble halls when she first got to Congress taught her how to handle a caveman like Trump. She said the president is always courteous to with her in private, but also conceded, I've never encountered it, though, about seeing him within the realm of my experience as a child or adult, anybody like this. Bill Clinton upended the party with his reckless, selfish affair with an intern. Barack Obama never could have scooted past Clinton Inc. without Pelosi's well-manicured thumb on the scale for him, and he certainly could not have passed the Affordable Care Act without her muscle. But in the midterms that followed, Pelosi lost 63 of her foot soldiers to the gavel. Some of the party felt that President Obama had failed to supply enough air cover for the members who had gone out in the limb. No. Stop rewriting history. You should have been far more proud of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and you should have been. This was, okay, I'll get back to that in a second. I actually think that we're here, we might have a better shot at getting more of what the Democrats wanted in the bill. This is the bill about the border issue. One thing she understands, the public view of things, she said that when she urged Trump to speak to Xi Jinping about the religious freedom in democracy of Hong Kong, he typically was focused on the size of the crowd of the protest. Did you see? They had 2 million people in the streets. Pelosi, and I'm not going to read the rest of it. She goes on to basically talk about how I met Bono. And I'm dead serious. So I go on Fox News, and when I got to this, I brought up three things. And once again, what did you say you were going to do? What did you say you were going to do? I really think that there is I don't know. I'll get to my theories here in a second. But first of all, she badmouths the Democrats. She very clearly is badmouthing the Democrats and proudly saying, I worked with the Republicans at the behest of the Democrats, who, by the way, once again, I want to remind you, on the issue at hand we're talking about was the concentration camps Trump is running on the border, and that the progressive Democrats wanted to have more assurances of the safety of the children. That is what they are fighting for. And Nancy Pelosi is acting like stopping that and voting them down and working with the moderate Republicans is some sort of grand win for the party. What a freaking idiot. Dear God. But she also goes on. I mean, she clearly in the articles, you know, she tries to play both sides and say, oh, well, I don't know anyone else like Trump, but they misrepresented me when I said I wanted him in jail and not impeached. Well, what do you want then? You don't seem to want anything. The mistake that the Democrats made that led to 2010 was Nancy Pelosi and the House leadership at that time promising a full investigation and to hold people accountable for the Iraq war, which they never did. And then in 2008, they said, put us back in charge and we'll have a full investigation into the Wall Street crisis. Guaranteed. They, to my knowledge, never called one bank CFO, chief financial officer, not one to testify. Because all you had to do is call one of them in and say, show us your money in, money out. When they couldn't, you could slap the cuffs on them because they just broke the law. They didn't even call the CFOs of these banks. They didn't do anything. They promised they were going to hold people accountable, and then they just wagged their finger at them. And they said, what are we going to do? And in the case of the banking crisis, she said, well, they've learned their lesson. For God's sakes, no, they haven't. Take a look at the banking industry now. It's just as unregulated and as wild as it ever has been. You didn't do squat after you promised. That's why the Democrats abandoned the party in 2010, because you kept promising accountability and you did not deliver. And here we are in 2018, and Nancy Pelosi is promising accountability in 2018. Put us in a power. We'll hold Trump in check. And now read this New York Times article. She is clearly saying she will not impeach Trump. If you're a Republican, you read that, you're doing backflips. You're doing backflips because she won't do it. You're making the same exact mistakes of the past. And you got your cabooses handed to you in 2010 because you did not follow through on your promise of accountability. The Republicans can make up a freaking scandal and get every Republican in this country to march in unison on the White House. We have a guy who is the most criminal president in the history of this country. We have a Republican investigation that came on out and said he is guilty of 10 counts of obstruction of justice and he likely worked with the Russians. For God's sakes, we've got allegations of sexual assault. We got him lying and campaign finance problems while paying off a porn star. For God's sakes, you have an insane amount of stuff you could go after this guy on, and you're basically saying he's going to self-impeach? We'll get him afterwards, Matt, come on, Matt, we'll get him afterwards. He'll walk out of the office, he'll run to Russia, he'll stay in Moscow, and we'll get our wagging fingers out. Oh, waggity, waggity, waggity. You're incompetent. For God's sakes, it's the easiest freaking layup on the history of the country. Robert Mueller, a Republican, was pleading with you to do this. And you're not doing it. Not only that, going after AOC, what are you doing? You clearly dislike members of your own party more than you than the Republicans. That is not the Speaker of the freaking House. That is not a Democratic Speaker. That is someone who's an opportunist. Dear God. And let's go back to something else here that that kind of gets skipped over in this whole thing. A few notes here that she put out here. They got four people. That's how many votes they've got. Said the four made themselves irrelevant in the process by voting against our bill. They made yourself. I thought this, you have to vote our way or else, was a Republican thing. When did that become the standard for the Democrats? When did that happen? I mean, and once again, their standard was they were withholding their vote because they felt as if they could get more for the kids that are being held in concentration camps on the border. When did you come up with this whole idea that every Democrat has to vote in unison for what you say, please? And you basically dismiss, I mean, if you're in Minnesota 5 like I am, Ilhan Omar's my House rep. Nice to hear the Speaker of the House basically saying that our district does not matter. Even though we like Ilhan Omar, even though Ilhan Omar has made some points, Speaker Pelosi, I mean, if you're a Democrat and you got money and you want to make a donation to the Democratic Party right now, let me just say, why? You're being told your district doesn't matter. This is not me. Do not you dare get mad at me. This is the Speaker of the freaking House saying this. This interview is a freaking nightmare. I have no idea what Nancy Pelosi is even thinking in this. To give you an idea of where Nancy Pelosi is at, the two bozos I was on the air with on Fox News thought she was just great. Oh, I disagree with Nancy Pelosi like 100% of the time, but she's completely correct on this. You should not impeach Trump. Of course they don't want you to impeach Trump because they don't want to have to sit there and defend him. They don't want people, they don't want the trial. They don't want the accountability. I don't quite know what her motivation is. I don't. But my theory is this. This is my theory. I don't have any proof of this. This is just my theory. I think a lot of corporations and wealthy Republicans came to Nancy Pelosi when she took power again and said to her, take impeachment off the table and we'll give you, tell us a number you want. Tell us a number you want for campaigns. Just tell us a number. You give us a promise that impeachment's off the table. How much money do you want for reelection campaigns? And Nancy, like a fool, probably went along with it. Not realizing that all she's doing, because we'll win the House forever. We'll win the House. No, you won't. You won't win in 2020 because you basically have sold out your own party for Trump. Read this article. Read it. Read in the New York Times article. Take out Nancy Pelosi's name. Take out any references to the Democrats. You read this article. You know what it reads like? She's a Republican. You heard what I said. Read it. That, seriously, do that. Take out the Democrat. Take out Nancy Pelosi's name. You would swear to God this is a Republican. You'd swear this is Olympia Snow talking about this. Not the Democratic leader of the House. Which gets me to my final point, and this is the most important element of this. Why, when Mitch McConnell, that bag of soup, why is Mitch McConnell, when he's just going to vote it down, why do this? Because history is watching. History is watching. We all know now that Trump is one of the most corrupt human beings on the planet, let alone as president. He is by far the most corrupt man that's ever held the office. We know this at the time. And if we don't do anything, it's the Democrats who have become the enablers. And the question for history will always be, why didn't you do anything? Why did you let him self-impeach and never held him accountable? Why? Why did you do this? History is watching the Democrats right now. And here we have ineffective leadership basically already making the announcement that they will never impeach him, even if there is, well, there is impeachable crimes here. Not according to me, according to Robert Mueller. Historically, they will look back on this time, and the question for Nancy Pelosi for history will be why you didn't do your job. Because at this point, there's nothing that if the president would be able to do that you could ever hold him accountable because of the Pelosi standard. That you can have a guy who you see is guilty of crimes, but because Pelosi goes, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? That you basically set a historical standard that you do not hold people accountable for their actions. I don't give a flying blank if Mitch McConnell and the Republicans vote this down. Let that be the boulder they tie themselves to at the top of the cliff as it comes to 2020. You do the right thing. Stop fighting with your own party. Stop basically cowering to the Republicans. Start doing your job of oversight. And for God's sakes, you have enough to impeach this man. Not because it's some sort of fantasy wet dream of mine, but because it's actually true. It's actually true. Without a doubt in my mind, Nancy Pelosi should be removed as Speaker of the House. Without a doubt in my mind. 952-946-6205. Ooh, Nancy apologists, you're more than welcome to call me right now and tell me how you're missing the long game, Matt. Oh, I see the long game. Waggy, waggy, waggy. That's what I see. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooners combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
Total Dog Company has a great rewards program. It's called the Frequent Barker Card. You earn punches on the card based on the amount you spend, one punch for every $10. After you get 12 punches, you can redeem the card for $10 off a purchase. Everything we sell qualifies, so you get points and use points on things you really want. The Frequent Barker Program at Total Dog Company in New Hope, right off of 169 at 9432 36th Avenue North, and at TotalDogCompany.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil here, and I love Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle, which in turn makes me and many others loyal Rudy Luther customers. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Jeff Warner for Warner Stellion, Minnesota's original appliance specialist. We've been guaranteeing the lowest price on appliances for 70 years. We appreciate the opportunity to earn your trust. We will deliver and install your new appliances as only specialists can. Now for a very limited time, Warner Stellion saves you even more on appliances with unbeatable discounts, plus trusted, fast, and free services, including delivery, haul away, and 18 months no-interest financing. Visit your nearest Warner Stellion or shop online at WarnerStellion.com today.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. By the way, I want to thank Todd Colin sponsoring us here at AM 950 this week. You can sponsor us too. Now, Todd lives in Spain. Beautiful, beautiful, no Trump Spain. Anywho, as he is enjoying the fine wines and cuisine of Spain, he also does enjoy AM 950, but it, not exactly something he can go down to the local businesses and, you know, help support the radio station. So he basically sponsors us. If you'd like to sponsor us, 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885. Todd's band, Just Folk, they got their last album out, Grounded. It's a concept album. Track 4, Protest to Survive, is a call to action as we run up to the 2020 general election. Make sure you go check that out. It's at Bandcamp. I'll put a link to it a little bit later on. Let's run to the phones. Ahmed's in Minneapolis. Welcome on in. Thanks for holding.
Hey, thanks, Matt, for taking my call. I completely agree with you on Nancy Pelosi. And what they're not realizing is this, how mad and angry a lot of progressives are out here today. And we just see them as weak. They're all weak leaders. They all got to go. That's what I got to say. All of them got to go.
Well,
there needs to be a movement that needs to be removed. Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and all of these old guys. They're the ones who are basically creating this roadblock.
How in the world do you turn on your own party within 6 months and start saying, well, I'd just rather work with the Republicans? I mean, that's not leadership, especially after you basically promised as Speaker of the House that you would be unite the party and you'd hold Trump accountable. Bull crap. Melanie is in Minneapolis. She wants to chime in. Welcome on in, Melanie.
So I am going to double down on what the caller just said and what you just said. I mean, absolutely. So I'm going to quick tell a little narrative that I did. Tom Hartman one day, who I listened to religiously, said, when this show's over, I'm going to call Jerry Nadler right after the show is over. And I thought, yeah, me too. So I did. I called, left a message for Jerry Nadler and said, time to get started on impeachment today. Please stop acting like, gee, I'm a Democrat. I get to act like a battered wife, and Republicans get to act like battering husbands. Start impeachment today. So then soon after that, Nadler did go to Pelosi, and Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and four other Dems talked him out of his position. And here's the thing I want to bring up that was so dismaying for me. On May 24th, on the news, it came out that Jerry Nadler went into the hospital with fainting fits, and I'm like, oh. That's so encouraging.
Well, and
so there you got it. There it is. There it all is. And Matt, sometimes we've disagreed, you and I, but you are 101% right.
Thank you very much, Melanie. I appreciate it. No, they clearly, I mean, look at this article. She told Nadler, oh, I don't want to impeach him. I want to throw him into jail. And now she's walking that back. Like, I didn't really mean that I wanted him in jail. You don't want to hold them accountable. You are destined to create the same exact climate that you did in 2010. And then just when you realize the mistake you made 2 days before the election, saying, if you elect us again, we'll really keep looking into Trump. No, you won't. No, you won't. You've already said so. By the way, I should mention, the reason I go on Fox News, because there is a slight chance that Trump might be watching me. And apparently, I think he saw me. Because he went off on Fox News yesterday, watching Fox News Week in Dankers is worse than watching low-rating fake news CNN or lying Brian Williams and the crew of degenerates, Comcast temp haters who do whatever Brian Steve tell them to do. Like CNN, NBC is also way down the ratings, but Fox News, who failed to get very boring Dem debates, is now loading up with Democrats using use on the use of the fake unsourced New York Times. I think he saw me. And I think I added to his bad day. This is almost as good as when Mark Hamill retweeted me. We'll be back on a Tuesday. Have a good one. Till then, see you.